This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the rehearsal trap makes workplace tension worse, and what to do instead. Why practicing conversations in your head backfires under real pressure. In short, the rehearsal trap feels like preparation, but functions like paralysis. Mentally scripting the perfect conversation raises anxiety, creates rigidity, and almost guarantees you will freeze when the other person says something unexpected. The solution is not less preparation. It is a different kind entirely. Rehearsal breeds anxiety, not readiness, because real conversations cannot be scripted in advance. The longer you delay, the heavier the conversation becomes, and the more tension compounds. Structured preparation replaces mental rumination with a clear intention and a single honest opening line. Definition: the rehearsal trap is the cycle of mentally practicing a difficult conversation until it feels perfect, only to freeze or fumble when the real moment arrives. It fails because real conversations are dynamic, unpredictable exchanges, not monologues you can rehearse to perfection. I watched a project manager named Derek spend 2 weeks preparing to tell his team lead that a process was broken. He rehearsed in the car, in the shower, lying awake at 1:30 in the morning. By the time he walked into that office, he had a near-perfect speech. The team lead said 3 words that Derek had not anticipated, and the whole script dissolved. Derek fumbled, apologized for bringing it up, and left with the problem still unresolved. The rehearsal trap had done its work. Here is the hard truth: the rehearsal trap is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign that you care about getting it right. But the way most people prepare for tension conversations, mentally scripting the perfect exchange over and over, makes the tension worse, not better. And Say It Right Every Time, I call this out in Chapter 1 as one of the most common and most costly communication mistakes professionals make. The gap between knowing what you should say and actually being able to say it under pressure is biological, not personal. Understanding that gap is where the repair begins. Why this particular mistake is so hard to catch. Rehearsing a difficult conversation feels responsible. It feels like the opposite of avoidance. You are thinking about the problem, working through the words, preparing yourself. From the outside, and even from the inside, it looks like diligence. The trap is hidden inside the method. You are not preparing for a real conversation. You are preparing for an imaginary one where the other person cooperates with your script. The moment they say something unexpected, and they always do, the preparation becomes a liability rather than an asset. Most of us have been doing this since childhood. We rehearse before talking to a teacher, a parent, a difficult friend. The habit runs deep, so when we catch ourselves doing it at work, it does not register as a problem. It registers as conscientiousness. The 6 mistakes that lie inside the rehearsal trap. 1. Rehearsing the perfect opening instead of a real one. What it looks like: you spend most of your mental energy crafting an opening line so carefully worded that it could not possibly be misread. You say it to yourself 100 times. You change 1 word. You say it again. Why it happens: the opening feels like the highest risk moment. If you can just get that right, you tell yourself, the rest will follow. Why it matters: no opening is so perfect that it controls the other person's response. A flawless opening that leads to a conversation you cannot navigate is worse than a plain one that leads to an honest exchange. What to do? Write down your intention in 1 sentence, not your opening line. Know what you are trying to achieve. Then trust yourself to find the words when you are in the room. I have spent entire evenings crafting opening sentences that I never used. The conversation went somewhere else inside 10 seconds every single time. 2. Scripting the other person's responses. What it looks like: you mentally rehearse not just what you will say, but what they will say back, and then what you will say to that. You build an entire conversation tree in your head. Why it happens: uncertainty feels dangerous when tension is already high. Scripting both sides creates the illusion of control. Why it matters: as I describe in Chapter 4 of Say It Right Every Time, a real conversation is not a monologue. It is a dynamic, unpredictable exchange with another human being. When you have scripted their lines and they deviate, you have no fallback. You freeze. What to do? Prepare for the conversation by imagining their likely concerns, not their likely words. What do they care about? What might they fear from this conversation? That knowledge is flexible. A pre-written script is not. The moment you decide what the other person is going to say, You stop listening to what they actually say. That is when conversations collapse. 3. Delaying the conversation until the script feels ready. What it looks like. You keep postponing the conversation because the opening does not feel quite right yet, or the timing is not perfect, or you want to think it through a little more. Why it happens. The rehearsal gives you something to do with your anxiety. As long as you are still preparing, you do not have to act. The preparation becomes the avoidance. Why it matters. Every day that conversation does not happen, the tension calcifies. What could have been addressed in a 10-minute honest exchange becomes a months-long atmosphere of unspoken friction. If you want to understand how quickly that friction spreads, how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's synergy addresses exactly that cost. What to do? Set a deadline before you begin preparing. Choose the day and time first. Then prepare within that constraint. The deadline makes the preparation purposeful instead of infinite. I have watched too many people rehearse a conversation so long that it became a crisis. What could have been said in February was eventually screamed in August. 4. Confusing emotional intensity in rehearsal for emotional redness in the room. What it looks like. Your rehearsal feels vivid and powerful. You feel confident, even righteous. You walk into the room carrying that energy, and then the real person in front of you changes everything. Why it happens. Rehearsed emotions are not real emotions. They are simulations. The brain rehearses in a state of relative safety, but the live conversation triggers a genuine threat response. Why it matters. This is the counterintuitive one. The more emotionally charged your rehearsal, the wider the gap between what you rehearsed and how you feel when it matters. Chapter 4 of Say It Right Every Time names this precisely the prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain responsible for rational thought and complex language, gets hijacked by the amygdala the moment you feel genuinely threatened. The confidence you built in rehearsal can vanish in 3 seconds. What to do? Use the strong method from Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time as your pre-conversation ritual. State your intention, take a breath, respect all perspectives, offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, and gain commitment to action. This gives you a framework to follow when your rehearsed confidence evaporates under real pressure. The bravest thing you can do is walk in underprepared by your own standards and speak honestly anyway. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is the willingness to act in spite of it. 5. Focusing entirely on what you will say rather than what you need to hear. What it looks like. Your preparation is 100% about your side. Your words, your argument, your framing. You give almost no thought to listening. Why it happens. The tension makes you feel like you need to control the narrative. Speaking feels safer than receiving. Rehearsal reinforces that instinct because it is, by definition, you talking to yourself. Why it matters. Tension conversations really resolve because of what one person said perfectly. They resolve because one person genuinely heard something they had not considered. When you walk in loaded with a monologue, you close that possibility before it opens. For a practical approach to ensuring the other person feels genuinely heard, or to ensure every participant gets heard, gives you specific tools. What to do? Add one question to your preparation. Not a rhetorical one. A real question you do not already know the answer to. Walk in intending to ask it and actually hear the response. Listening is the most underrated act in a tension conversation. It costs you nothing and regularly changes everything. 6. Treating a vague, endlessly rehearsed conversation the same as a prepared one. What it looks like. You have been thinking about this conversation for 3 weeks. You know the subject inside out. You feel like that mental time counts as preparation. Why it happens. Time spent thinking about a problem feels productive. The more you have thought about it, the more prepared you assumed you are. Why it matters. Rumination and preparation are not the same thing. Rumination circles. Preparation moves forward. The longer you ruminate without structure, the more anxious and less ready you become. To see what structured feedback preparation looks like in practice, how to use the SBVI method to give feedback that actually changes behavior shows a clean example of replacing vague thinking with a clear framework. What to do? Write 3 things down before any tension conversation, what outcome you want, 1 specific example that illustrates the problem, and 1 question you will ask. That is your preparation. Everything else is rumination dressed up as readiness. 3 weeks of thinking and 3 minutes of writing are not equal. The writing wins every time. The root of all these mistakes. Every one of these errors shares a single root cause. They all mistake mental simulation for genuine preparation. The rehearsal trap feels productive because your brain cannot fully distinguish between imagining a conversation and having one. The emotion feels real. The confidence feels earned. But simulation does not build the specific skill you need under life pressure, which is the ability to stay grounded, listen, and respond honestly when the situation moves in a direction you did not plan for. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe the 70/30 formula. 70% of mastering difficult conversations comes from practical tools and word-for-word scripts, and only 30% comes from understanding the psychology behind them. Most people have the ratio backwards. They spend most of their time in their head with the theory, and almost no time building the actual mechanics of what to say and how to recover when things go sideways. That imbalance is what the rehearsal trap feeds on. The fix is not to stop preparing. It is to prepare in a way that builds real competence rather than simulated confidence. A diagnostic you can use before your next tension conversation. Work through these statements honestly. Answer yes or no. I have been thinking about this conversation for more than 3 days without having it. I have rehearsed my opening line more than 5 times in my head. I have imagined how the other person will respond and planned what to say next. I feel confident in rehearsal, but dread the actual moment. I do not have a clear, written statement of what outcome I want. I have postponed this conversation at least once because I did not feel ready. My preparation has been almost entirely about what I will say, not what I might hear. Scoring 0 to 2 yes answers. You are preparing well. Stay honest with yourself about delay. 3 to 4 yes answers. You are in the early stages of the rehearsal trap. Set a deadline and write down your intention today. 5 to 7 yes answers. You are deep in the trap. The conversation is overdue and anxiety is compounding. Stop rehearsing and start structuring. Use the 3-point written preparation above before the day is out. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emablackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Your first move out of the trap. Stop rehearsing and start structuring. Those are different acts. Write down 3 things right now, the outcome you want, 1 specific observable example that illustrates the problem, and 1 genuine question you tend to ask and listen to. That written act replaces 3 weeks of circular thinking with something you can actually use in the room. If the conversation involves feedback, how to deliver negative feedback positively gives you a clear framework for the content itself. If the conflict runs deeper and is affecting the wider team, how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy addresses the structural repair. For the high-stakes tension conversations, where the consequences are significant and the pressure is real, how to use the master method to prepare for the high-stakes tension conversations at work gives you the most rigorous preparation framework I know. The conversation you have been rehearsing deserves to actually happen. Stop perfecting the simulation. Step into the real thing, with a clear intention, 1 honest question, and the courage to hear the answer. That single act, walking in structured rather than scripted, is where the rehearsal trap ends and real resolution begins. The rehearsal trap mistakes covered here are not character flaws, they are habits, and habits can change the moment you decide to prepare differently. Frequently asked questions. What is the rehearsal trap in workplace communication? The rehearsal trap is the cycle of mentally practicing a difficult conversation until it feels perfect, then freezing or fumbling when the real conversation begins. It fails because real conversations are unpredictable exchanges, not monologues you can script in advance and deliver perfectly. Why do rehearsal trap mistakes make workplace tension worse? Rehearsal trap mistakes compound tension because they delay the conversation, build anxiety through repeated mental replaying, and create a rigid script that chatters the moment the other person responds unexpectedly. The longer you rehearse without acting, the heavier the conversation feels. How do I stop over-rehearsing difficult conversations at work? Replace open-ended mental rehearsal with structured preparation. Define your intention, choose 1 clear opening sentence, and prepare for the other person responding differently than you expect. The Strawn method from Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time gives your pre-conversation ritual that replaces rumination with readiness. What is the difference between preparing for a conversation and falling into the rehearsal trap? Preparation means clarifying your intention, identifying specific examples, and readying yourself for a real exchange. The rehearsal trap means scripting a perfect monologue and mentally replaying it until anxiety overtakes you. One builds confidence through readiness, the other builds dread through perfectionism. Can avoiding a difficult conversation at work make tension worse? Every day a necessary conversation does not happen, tension calcifies. Avoidance signals to the other person that something is wrong without giving them any way to address it. The unspoken conversation becomes the loudest thing in the room, affecting the whole team whether or not they know the cause. How does the amygdala hijack affect high-stakes workplace conversations? When you enter a high-stakes conversation feeling unprepared or afraid, the brain shifts from rational thought to survival mode. The prefrontal cortex, which handles complex language and reasoning, gets overridden. You freeze, fumble, or say something you regret, regardless of how well you rehearsed the night before. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.